neighbor. Everybody needs good neighbors.
Nice for you all, wasn't it? But we have good news for soap fans before we go. The Australian soap Neighbours, you've just heard the theme tune there, has begun filming again. But how do you make television drama with all the fighting and the kissing and the close contact that we've grown used to seeing, while at the same time sticking to the coronavirus guidelines on set? So, what will Neighbours be like in the new normal? I've been hearing from reporter based in Melbourne, James Talia from 3AW.
Well, it's going to be a very different Neighbours because there won't be any loving and there won't be any fighting. We're told that there's no kissing and hugging. There won't be any physical altercations. The cast and the crew will be expected to keep their distance from one another. They're going to have to shoot it in such a way that the angles don't show that up, that they appear to be close in conversation with each other when they're not. So it's going to be Neighbours, but not quite as we know it.
So they'll be filming actors who are maybe in separate areas or not actually talking directly to each other, but when you look at it on the TV, it'll look as if they're side by side.
Yeah, the idea is that they'll probably be a couple of metres apart from each other, so they will, I guess, be talking to each other, but just not in the way that they normally would be, and the camera angles will take care of the rest. They've had to do an enormous amount of work with changing scripts and scenarios, so that there are fewer people in some scenes than there would have been otherwise, and to make it viable to do this in the world of COVID-19. They really are pinning a lot of hopes on their writers getting that right, I guess, to be able to keep putting Neighbours out to the world.
Well, maybe the writers of Neighbours will take some tips from the 1930s Hollywood screenwriters who had to rely on, what was it, no, if a couple were sitting on a bed, the feet had to be kept on the floor or something like that. So they need to be picking up those tricks of the trade, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. There are those precedents there. I guess things can be done by implication, perhaps, rather than showing things overtly. It'll be interesting to see how they get around it, but that's a good tip.
And I've heard that they're going to, that they're, one way that they might be doing the love scenes is that instead of getting the actual kiss, what you get is the moment leading up to the kiss. You get the smouldering look and then the camera will cut away and you'll just have to imagine the rest.
Well, some unkind people might suggest that would take better acting skills than can often be seen on Neighbours. That's not something I would suggest, of course. Smouldering looks all around should do the trick, yeah.
Well, there'll be a huge welcome for it back on the TV screens over there. How long has we all know Neighbours all over the world, James. How long has it been running there?
Neighbours has just had its 35th birthday, so it is very much an Australian institution. The interesting thing about that, though, is that fewer people watch it in Australia than watch it in your part of the world, certainly. And one of the main reasons it's still made is because it makes money by going around the world. It's home network here. It's screened on one of the digital channels. It's not on the main channel because the audience kind of dropped away some years ago. But I think for most Australians, especially those of us here in Melbourne where Neighbours is made, it's kind of comforting just to know that it's still there, whether we're watching it or not.
Neighbours, it's still there.